This afternoon I kept hearing Hosea 4:6. My people perish for lack of knowledge. And I read the whole chapter. I would entice you to do so when the press of the Lord comes. But basically what I was really pressured under was how much the spirit of prostitution has his way in our Christian lives. Even as we walk with the Lord, how much of the submission that we do to this force of prostitution. Now, we have a tendency to put one function on prostitution. But the Lord was reminding me that prostitution is anything that seduces and takes you for a ride. Now, I'm familiar with what anger will do. How many of you know that anger can be around but not able to get to you until somebody helps it out? Scripture says that if you cast out demons, if you don't keep the house clean, the seducing forces will go after some other forces and they will find a way to get back in. Yes or no? So that's one of the things that I've learned, that over the years, deliverance is a wonderful thing. But unless the person has decided to stay holy before God, they're going to end up 7 times worse. And I believe that that spirit of prostitution is what one of the major forces that will come around to re-seduce you to take on what you left or what you cast out, and to get you back into a worse state than you ever were before, so that you'll give up on God. You'll even give up on yourself. And you have a tendency to have the self-pity come along. How many know that that's also another? Well, if anybody really loved me, they would intercede for me, and then I'd be fine. Now, that's never happened to you guys. But if somebody, just anybody, after all, who would want to really use me, I don't feel like praying. I don't feel good. I'm tired. Why are they picking on me? Come on. Am I the only one? No. Okay. So you see, that's prostitution as well, isn't it? Let's pawn it off on somebody else. Let the responsibility be to someone else. After all, I had a bad day.
And that can go both ways as far as husbands and wives are concerned as well.
I'm a husband.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely. Both sides. Exactly. Absolutely. And if you study chapter 4, you'll see that that spirit was so effective that it destroyed. So you see, if that spirit was doing it then, and because of lack of knowledge, nobody was catching on, isn't it time we expose that spirit? Now, if we expose it and confess it as sin, what happens? What happens when we confess it? Confess your sins to each other that you may? Okay. So I presume what God is doing tonight is trying to get us to understand what this awesome day of atonement is all about. See, Hosea is part of the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. And even then, there was a season where people had to change their minds. Changing my mind is not comfortable. Changing my attitude is not something I enjoy doing. After all, I'm almost perfect now.
Can't be
How many friends have I got? Gee, awesome.
Well, you're our teacher, so we...
Yes, so you're flowing right with me, aren't you? Okay. Do you understand that pride is also working along with prostitution? So that we don't bow, and we don't humble ourselves, and we don't come to the Lord, because we don't like to be broken. None of us. Yes, dear?
But can't that be used, like, the other way as well? Like, bowing to... This is a problem that Gail and I were talking about earlier this week, which I'm still struggling with. Which is a good thing that you brought it all up tonight, because... there's like this thin line between bowing to your husband and making him an idol versus God being the idol in the center.
Uh-huh.
It's an idolatry. So where is the line, and how do you determine what the line is?
All right. In the beginning, see, there's a false religious teaching that's around that says that the woman has no authority. She's just a piece of dirt. She should be submissive to her husband, blah, blah, blah. But in the beginning, they were one. They were totally in harmony with each other and with the Lord. And they would go and meet with the Lord every evening. It doesn't say that Adam, okay, went by himself. She went with him. They were in harmony and in perfect unity. When the curse came, part of the curse was that she was to submit. Mm-hmm. Are we still under the curse?
No.
Ah. So if we're not under the curse, what are we under? Grace and mercy. So that now what Jesus came to do was to eliminate the curse. So you two should be partners. Now, when it comes to things of the law, to protect the wife, the husband does have superior headship from God. That's designed because she has more emotions than he.
Is that where the pride part of it steps in?
Well, the pride can go in there, absolutely. Absolutely. And if the pride steps in, it's no longer of the Lord. Okay? Because pride comes before a fall. So now the enemy comes with prostitution on him and says, you better protect your wife. He seduces, and the man submits. Then he begins to become over-influential, which is not God either, because he really should be in harmony with her. Now, see, when the curse was erased, it was to restore both the man and the wife. To restore them to what? So that they would be ruled and reigned by the Holy Spirit, just like the original plan. So if you, as a woman, are under the anointing of the Holy Spirit, okay, and you are submissive to the Holy Spirit, and yet flexible, and waiting to see for sure this is God, blah, blah, blah. Not to be haughty and dictatorial, because then again, what are you doing? You're submitting to another. Okay? So prostitution is going to work on you just like he is going to work on the enemy. I mean, on your husband. No different. He'll submit, and you'll submit, and the next thing you know, you got World War III. We don't want that. But what we do want is to expose the seducing forces and their way that they prostitute themselves into the husband and wife. And then obviously, when the husband and wife are mad at each other, he's got full sway over the kids. Okay? I can remember the Lord saying to me one time, because my wife had a very strong opinion about something. And my first response was anger. And the Lord said, not right. You're not to be angry with her. She really is, you know, emphatic about this, and she really wants to do something. However, you can disagree and let her flow with me. How many know Papa's still Papa? So I just said to her, I listened to her again, and I listened to what she had to say, and I said, honey, I hear what you're saying. I know the conviction is very strong in your heart. I don't agree with you. So I will let you flow with what you believe, so that whatever it is, if it's right, then I'll humble myself and ask you to forgive me. But if it's wrong, you'll still be protected. Now, I didn't go into all those words, but that's what was in my heart. Because I knew I had that headship. My responsibility was to cover her. So I let her flow. Okay? Did you ever let somebody flow? Did you ever let your child flow? Now, I remember when God showed me, my dad had let me flow, and I went and, ptoom, nosedive. But I learned an awesome lesson. I learned it by making the mistake on my own. And then asked my father to forgive me several weeks later. Not right away. Why is that funny?
It takes us a while.
Well, do you think the seducing forces were not going to operate with me too? Okay, so you need to be aware that we need time to recover. Amen? We need time to recover. There was sometimes I wanted my wife to just submit right away and get her to learn. And after all, I was right and she was wrong. And guess what? There were several times she was right and I was wrong. But I didn't like the recovery period. How many don't like the recovery period? You're dealing with all these emotions and ha ha ha. And this prostitution is sitting in the background working on both of you. Lack of knowledge will stop you from having your peace. Lack of knowledge will get you to what? Submit to these things, operate under them, and think you're okay. But when we expose these things and we get to see the harmony that God intended for us, how many can feel some heaviness in here? Come on, lift your hands to Him. Say, Father, we stand against the heaviness right now. In Jesus' name. We call upon the blood of the Lamb. And we stand against the prostitution that has tried to hurt us and succeeded many times to divide us. And it will not complete its mission. In Jesus' name. Loosen your grip and get out. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Now, how many noticed there was a change in atmosphere? Yeah, I could feel it. What am I trying to make you aware of? Trying to get you to see that if we're not careful, we will definitely fail. We don't want to fail. I don't want you to fail. I want this thing beneath your feet. I want the Holy Ghost to put the man in that position where he is to protect and to oversee. That's his job. And for the woman to protect and oversee all the things that she feels are so right. Now, when she's right, the husband will have to say, honey, you're absolutely right, after he has had a period of recovery. Come on, it might take a few weeks, okay? Well, come on now, girls. You got to give him a little break, amen? Right, Mary? Okay. The same applies to the husband. When he's watching his wife going through an incredible period, and she's hurting deeply, and you just let her back to the hands of the Lord, and she goes off, and let's say she was right, and she comes out shining like a brand new penny, and you say, oh God, she had it right. Now what? Well, give me a little time, and I will recover, and I will remind her. I will be listening more intently next time, more deeply next time. Please take time to explain your circumstances to each other. Without communication, you're going to hurt. As best you can, get some communication in there, even if you feel uncomfortable about it. And if you're uncomfortable about communicating, say it. I can't communicate right now. I'm in pain. I need a recovery period. Okay? If you speak it, what happens? The other person gets to just back off a little. And if they're backed off a little, you've got that little breather. How many know that breather can make a difference in the home? Okay, just a couple of days. I just need to work on this. I haven't prayed it through. How many know that when we're in shock therapy, we respond with shock treatment? Yes or no? Okay, and so we injure the other person without even realizing it. Oh, will they get over it? Sure they will. But I heard something last week on TV that I thought was really awesome. And this couple had been married for many, many years, 50-something. And the interviewer said, could you tell us what is the secret of your ability to stay together for 50 years? And they both looked at each other and they both responded, we never fell out of love for each other at the same time. In other words, while she's mad, he's still in love and loving her in her anger. While he's mad, she's still loving him, waiting for him to recover. I thought that was awesome advice. I thought that was Holy Ghost all the way. We never fell out of love for each other at the same time. He goes through a test. Praise God. The other will intercede. Vice versa. You've had enough. Father, I believe I gave them what you gave me to give them tonight. And without your Holy Spirit in the days ahead, to prepare their hearts, to be sustained in harmony with each other, they'll have a hard time. But with your Holy Spirit and with the Spirit of comfort, put your hand over your heart. Say, Lord, without the Comforter, recovery is very hard. So I'm asking for the Comforter to come tonight. Because we've exposed some raw places. And we don't want to fail. So we're pleading for your grace, your mercy, your favor. And especially your comfort. In Jesus' name. Amen. Yes.